You are listening to the sounds of Babes in Voiceland, five fun friends performing original scripts and sharing their unique perspectives in fun banters. So what's everybody doing for New Year's? What are you doing New Year's Eve? Remember that song?
Oh, you're talking about partying or are you talking about resolutions?
Well, let's try resolutions. What's your New Year's
partying? No, it's okay.
Okay.
All right. Resolutions first.
Let's start. Okay.
Resolutions first. You have any resolutions, Diana?
You know, it's not the standard, I want to drop 5 pounds or anything, you know, trivial like that. I want to drop 500 pounds.
Oh, come on.
No. Stuff. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Burdens.
My New Year's resolution is to unclutter my clutter.
Well, I hope you do it. It's lovely. I could make that resolution, but I know it'll never happen, so I'm not going to waste my time making that resolution.
Well, I'm looking to shed. I think that's a great resolution.
Okay.
I'm looking to shed.
I am too.
I'm on this cockamamie diet. I'm looking to shed more weight because that's what I need to do. I'm looking to shed things from my house because I want to move into a smaller place.
Right.
And get rid of the museum rooms where my kids used to live. You know, it looks like they're going to be back from Starbucks in 5 minutes, but they don't come home for like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you
like,
know right? what? I've been thinking about that too because my cousin Brian, he's my second, third cousin, whatever. He's coming, and I'm going to try and talk him into taking some of this stuff.
The tchotchkes?
Behind you. See all this gold stuff?
Some of the tchotchkes?
I'm going to try and talk him into gold stuff. When you're 84 years old and you have to move, don't make somebody pack this stuff up and tell them a story about every piece like you've had that done with you.
Oh, you know what?
And I got just this dolly when I was 8.
You just put it in a different light. No, but some of the kids want stuff that's their Auntie Ethel's or their Aunt Edna's or their grandma's. So I'm going to go, here it is. If you want it, memory, take it. If you don't, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a sticky note. Put your name on it.
My mom used to do that. You know, after she died, we turned up stove. This is for David. This is for Beth.
How easy is that?
All right, so the resolution is decluttering. Now, I've got a plan, and my plan is involving eating the elephant one bite at a time. What's the best way to eat the elephant one bite at a time?
Only way to go.
One drawer at a time, one closet at a time, one cupboard at a time, one box that's been sealed and in my attic for 12 years at a time. That kind of. And Erica has her plan.
Right, but don't you get overwhelmed? That's what happens to me. I'll start something and it becomes so overwhelming that I just go,
tomorrow.
Oh, forget this.
So there's the resolution. There's the resolution.
There you
exactly.
go.
We
Declutter.
Don't look at the big picture. We look at the very small corner of the photograph that's got the this and that, and then we do it.
One drawer.
At a time.
At a time.
Okay.
I like that.
It's solved. Now let's move on to parties because I want to have some fun this New Year's.
Okay, here's my take on this. Number one, I never go out on New Year's Eve unless I'm getting paid. It's been my rule.
Okay,
for
wait
years.
A minute.
Whoa.
That
could
be taken a lot of different ways.
This is Las Vegas, but this is a family show, Erica.
And this is a family state. It's a clean statement. It's a PG statement.
You must tell people that you used to be a singer.
Right. I made my living as a singer for many years. And New Year's Eve, you always got paid double. It was always fun because, you know, New Year's Eve is like, what's the word for it? I'm having a Sun City moment again. Okay. I know. It's amateur night.
Okay.
People that never drink come out on New Year's Eve. I don't want to be around all these sloppy people that can't hold their liquor. So I was safe on a stage away from all
I understand that.
As
I
got
same
paid.
Thing.
And the only way I would drive in that traffic is if somebody paid me.
But,
so that's why I say I
but
only go out if I get
paid. But how many years has it
paid.
Been since you've been a singer? On stage.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody's going to pay us to sing. I
bet we could find some place. You know, I want
to,
you know, I'm
those
planning
days
on
are gone.
Learning how to play guitar again and you know, getting my singing going so you never know.
Another
next
resolution.
Year's Eve.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Back to resolutions.
Back to resolutions.
But wait.
What?
Let's have a party here.
For New Year's?
Yeah. Why can't we? Listen.
Because I don't like to be on the road on New Year's Eve because of the amateurs. I'm with Erica on that. I don't like to be on the road when there's people out there driving
drunk. I know,
drunk.
But Grady goes to bed early and I end up sitting on the couch, ringing in New Year's, calling Sunday in California. We watch New Year's ring in together. I don't want to be on the couch again this year.
Why don't you have Sunday come here for a visit? Why don't you go visit Sunday?
Coming Saturday morning, actually.
I know, but why don't you go visit Sunday for New Year's?
I could go to LA for New Year's. That's not a bad idea.
That would be wild and crazy.
Maybe I'll go to LA. I live in Vegas, like the hottest place in the world for New Year's Eve. I'm going to LA.
Right, you live in Vegas, and where do you go?
On my couch.
Okay. I think one of your resolutions, and now I'm going to give you a resolution,
go somewhere for New Year's Eve.
Go places, even if it's not New Year's. Like, we just went to a show last night and it was amazing, and I just thought, why don't I ever go out in Vegas and do things?
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah,
I should.
So I think either collectively or individually or coupley with our significant others, we should make a resolution to actually enjoy Vegas.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I think that our listeners should log on to our website.
Yes.
At
Babesinvoiceland.com.
Or they can send us an email at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. And our listeners who are not living in Las Vegas should tell us what their favorite thing to do is when they are in Las Vegas, or what they would love to do if they came to Las Vegas.
And maybe we'll do that.
And then we'll do it.
unless it has to be legal.
Whoa.
Okay, it has to be legal. Like, I would go to a dispensary if someone wants to know what it's like.
Oh, I'm up for that.
Oh, God.
But you know, none of those, like bungee things. I don't do bungee things.
No, but I mean, if somebody said, oh, if I was in Las Vegas, I would love to see this show. If I was in Las Vegas, I would love to go do that.
That's a great idea. We'll do it for you, and then we'll report back and let you know whether you should do it next time you're in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
We are back in Brooklyn with our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie. Sadie decides to give Sophie a call.
Hello?
Hello, Sophie. It's your Schwester Sadie. Was machst du?
Not much. Just sitting here listening to Barbara. I dropped a Bissell hot soup down my bosom. So now I'm sitting here with a cold rag and letting Barbara work a magic.
Oy vey, Sophie, are you okay? How did that happen?
It was a little bit of a klutz, but it's okay now.
I'm trying to get this picture in my mind. Was it chicken soup? How hot was it? Are you going to blister? Do you need ice?
Yes, to the chicken soup. No, to the blister. Oy, I just love Barbara so much. Memories like the corners of my mind, misty watercolor.
No, Sophie, funny you should mention memories.
What, you're interrupting me?
No, I'm just telling you something. I was thinking about Donnie and Marie when I woke up this morning, and I can't get them out of my mind. That show we saw in Las Vegas, it had everything.
Oh, I know. It was the best show I've ever seen. Donnie had so many costume changes, and he sang and danced like a dream. His voice is so good. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about him.
I know. Donnie is still so sexy.
Sadie.
Sophie, I can feel how I feel and think what I think, and Donnie Osmond is sexy.
Yeah, I guess he is, isn't he?
Yeah, you can bet my babka on it. And what about Marie?
Mm.
She is so gorgeous and so funny, yeah. And she can even sing opera.
Opera, schmopera. She's still no Barbara.
Of course not, but she's still very good. And her legs, they were so thin. I don't know how she does it.
Huh. Dancing and dieting, that's what I think.
I would love to ask her. I would love to talk to her in person.
I would love to talk to Donnie and see him in person.
Ooh, me too. What can we do, Sophie? How can we talk to them?
Sadie, I've got an idea. We need to go to a meet and greet.
A what?
A meet and greet. You pay money to meet them in person after the show.
I didn't know you could do that. Why didn't we do that last time?
I didn't know, but I read about it, and we can do it this time.
Oh, Sophie, that's so smart of you. I don't care what it costs. I want to go.
Me too. We should take another trip to Vegas. Let's call caretaker Betsy and see if she wants to go too.
Oh, yeah, and we can go to the deli in the desert and the Red Rock and who knows what else.
So, you got any strudel?
Of course I do, and hot coffee too. You know what? Come on over and we'll start to make plans.
Sounds good to me. Hey, cut me a slice. I'll be right over.
Okay.
Will Sadie and Sophie get to meet Donnie and Marie? Will Sophie really forget she's afraid of flying and go back to Las Vegas? Will Sophie win another jackpot at the Red Rock? Tune in again to hear about the further adventures of Sadie and Sophie. Even the Yentas don't know what's going to happen, but they'll be very jealous if the Schvestas get to meet Donnie and Marie. Of that, you can be sure. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. This is so exciting. Well, once again, wouldn't you know, the engine light came on my car yesterday. I had to take it back to the mechanic, and sure enough, there was something wrong. Of all the repair and new engine, everything I put in this car, one more little thing was some kind of thing that measures the gas in the car or something anyway.
A thingy dingy.
I don't know. I can't remember what they called it, but it's a whatchamacallit that was almost $200. So,
pricey.
So there you go. A whatchamacallit. See, so we talked a few weeks ago about maybe you should get a car, maybe you shouldn't get a new car. Now another thing goes wrong with your car. I know you don't like the colors that they offer of certain cars. But we did test drive a car that I think might be perfect for you.
We did.
Why don't you tell everybody what we did?
Wait till you hear this. I got an email. Did I want to test drive a Tesla S?
Oh, no way.
Sorry. Honest to God. So Friday, I go to test drive this car. Oh, my God. I had so much fun, and I'm calling Erica. Listen, she goes, I want to drive that car. Went back with her. I get there. They're going, Beth is back. I
mean, not only Beth is back, but our fabulous salesperson, Kristen, who took us places, said, and I listened to the first two episodes of Babes.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
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 She loved Babes
and
in a Barrel.
And she loved it.
Score. You guys were right.
Score. So Beth was kind enough to make an appointment for me.
Oh my God.
And then I meet her at downtown Summerlin, and they're letting you test drive Teslas. Now she wanted the cute little white one.
I got the S.
I wanted to try the X, which is was a big black one, right? Like up high, like an SUV.
Like wings.
But yeah,
slowly,
the doors like open like a DeLorean, you know, with the doors open. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
Listen, the steering wheel in this car, I called Erica, I said, this steering wheel is like holding heaven in your hands. It is so
I had to try it.
I never had such a nice steering wheel.
Heaven in your hands. Oh, who could pass that up?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about the steering wheel.
Okay, thank you. We're not talking about the gear shift. We're not talking about the
steering wheel. Okay.
Is it heated and cooled, the steering wheel?
Yes.
Oh.
And the seats. And listen to this.
And the seats.
And this car. When you get in, you put your foot on the brake. It's all electric. You put your foot on the brake, and that starts the car. Then where the windshield wipers.
Wait a minute. Putting your foot on the brake is supposed to stop the car,
not start the car.
Well, no. First, you have to put it. Don't you put it in drive though?
Do you have hit the brake and hit a button?
No, you put
no button.
But you touch the brake, it starts the car.
I think you hit the window.
Then you push the brake further to like hold it, and then you know where your windshield wiper is.
Uh-huh.
That lever, you just push it down, and that puts it in drive.
Yeah, it goes right into drive.
So then you take your foot off the brake and you start driving. Right. I'm telling you.
You should see the look on Diana in my face. For me.
So then I get into drive, right? And it's like they have this dinky little tiny rear view mirror. And I said, this is a big expensive car. Why do we have this dinky little tiny rear view mirror? I don't get it.
Design flaw.
No. She says, well, here, let me show you. They have like this huge computer screen
right in front of you. Radio used to be.
A big TV.
Yeah, but it's a giant screen. She goes, well, here, we just put this on. And they show you all the traffic behind you. And it's
for
so
like
big.
Three lanes.
You can even see like the blind spots.
Everything.
So you don't need the dinky
and
little rear view mirror. It's there
no,
for
wait,
like
no,
show.
No, wait. So when your eyes are looking at that screen to see what's behind you and on either side of you, your eyes aren't looking through the windshield to see what's ahead of you.
No, well, what happens when you look at your rear view mirror? You're not looking in front of you either.
It's like you just
glance.
Like instead of glancing at a little rear view mirror,
you glance at this giant screen.
Oh, no, you get
time.
Sucked into the big screen.
No.
You get
no.
summarize.
And you can split it. You can split it. So you can have the map on the bottom and or the top. And then you have the rear view on the top.
Next time they come to town, we're taking you both.
Oh, my gosh. It was so, so good.
Listen, you know what? There's, you know how you do the Google Map thing? Uh-huh. You can do a split screen with the Google Map and the back view.
All I'm going to say is we need to do some field research because Terry needs to really get the feel of this car so that when she gets into her sorry character, she can speak
in
car language. She can that
listen
car.
To this. You can also decide the mode that you want to drive in. This would be great for sorry.
Sexy, fast, slow.
Well, no.
Contemplative.
No, sporty. Regular. No, if you say sporty, listen to this.
Even, I can be sporty spice.
Guys, listen. Even while you're driving, you can just press the screen and press sporty, right? All of a sudden, your steering wheel starts to tighten, so you get like a sports car feel.
Yes.
The accelerator starts to get tight, so you really have to press it.
Oh,
so
only
you
that
feel
worked in real life.
On.
I'm going to push this button, and things are going to start to get tight.
And really, like my face. That would be great.
The seats look like leather, but they are not. They're all made of vegan material.
Non-staining.
Well, that's good to know because you can do things in cars besides drive.
Right. You can press a button and the wheels will raise and lower so your suspension changes.
Oh.
It's like unbelievable. All the different things that this vehicle
did. And get this. So if you put in that you're going to Manhattan Beach, it will not only program it like a GPS, it will tell you where all the charging stations are, and all the charging stations are free. So if I had this car, I wanted to go see Davey and Sharon, I know exactly where to charge my car. It will cost me nothing to drive there and back.
Right.
And there's no moving parts. There's no gas, oil, nothing.
Okay. All I'm going to say about this, loyal listeners, is you've just heard the longest commercial that's never been paid for by the Tesla Corporation. And also, we're environmentally responsible because now you know you can find where all the free power stations are for your electric car. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, it is a little expensive,
but guess where I test drove to?
Red Rock, of course.
She says, you want to go down 215 to Cheyenne? I said, have you seen Red Rock yet? So she said, no. I said, well, let's go.
Red Rock, for God's sake.
On the loop?
Where she we went down to Calico Basin right before that. But I wanted to see how it felt, you know, on the road.
Listen, when you stop on that gas, it's like a freaking jet taking off.
I know.
Beth, I'm sitting in the back and Erica's going, like, whoa.
So let's see what this baby's got, you know.
And they didn't call us.
I know. Can you believe that?
Oh, I feel so.
I didn't know it was going to be fun.
Sure.
It was going to be so much fun. So anyway, the car model that I built was only $100,000.
Only.
Only.
Mine was 87.
It's only $2,500 down and $1,200 a month. But I spoke to Rob. He said, we need to have space in the garage first before we get a car like that.
Garage sale.
Yes. Right. Garage
Listen
sale.
What the future is going to bring. Oh.
Oh, Beth doesn't like it because they don't have a good color blue, though.
So
I'm sorry. I love the features, but the color, you lost me on the color.
Electric aqua, like, you know.
Right. You know, I said you could have it repainted. I mean, it's possible.
But listen, I asked the girl, and I know we're going on a little long. I said, well, what when this car improves? Like 2-3 years later, it'll be a better car?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happens? They send the new software like over the cloud to your car, just like they do your computer when it upgrades.
Uh-huh.
And even though you bought the car this year, it will have 2-3 years, 4 years,
it will update
5 years,
your car. So your car will
like
still
new
be
car.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to keep you posted on the whole Tesla thing, but it was really fun to see
Terry
what's happening.
We might go this weekend and maybe test drive a Jetta.
There we go.
Or a Jet. You know, a Kia or a Hyundai.
Okay, you can't see, but look, here's look, me. We'll post
Erica.
This online.
Oh, look at this, guys.
We'll post this online. Look at this. You can see that big screen. Yeah, it was really fun.
Show her the other. Okay.
No, I'm going to get even angrier. Stop it. I
look
so left out.
Look, here's the wing.
things.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like a Batmobile.
Right. Okay,
like
we'll post these online, yes, people, and you'll see what's... Yeah, it looks like a DeLorean.
It looks like a Back to the Future car.
Yeah, it does.
Kristen, if you're listening out there, you have to bring the cars back to Las Vegas.
Kristen's so in Terry Arizona. And bring them back. We love you, Kristen. We love Tesla, but we can't buy one today. So that's it.
That's it.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us. We are the Babes in Voiceland. Join us at our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Send us an email at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Hope to hear from you soon. Hey, wait. The show's not complete without at least one outtake.
But they'll be very jealous if this rest is...
No. Okay.
Tune in again to hear...
and again.
Okay, I got it now. Tune in again to... You're making me laugh now. She's covering her face. This will be a good outtake, though.
I don't want to be a distraction.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
Tune in again to hear the further adventures of Sadie.
Tune in again to hear about.
Okay, I got it this time.
Okay.
Okay, We're not watching. I'm not looking. I'm not touching you.
Okay. Tune in again to hear the further adventures of Sadie and Sophie. Even the Yentas don't know what's going to happen, but they'll be very jealous if the Schwestas get to meet Donnie and Marie.